We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We have Graham Zusi on the line to talk sport in Kansas City. What's up, Graham? How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. And even Nate's doing better. Did you know that Nate got a scratched up face in a driveway basketball game? Did you hear about this? And he had to have special makeup to cover the bloody marks on his face so he could do the sporting broadcast. Did you hear about this?
I have not heard about this, but I would love to.
Well, yeah, you're going to hear about it.
I think you just heard the whole story, right?
No.
I don't know. That didn't sound like the whole story.
First of all, tell him how old you are.
45.
Tell him who you were playing against.
Some high school kids in the neighborhood. They play basketball in my driveway a lot.
How do you feel about a 45-year-old Nate? First, he just throws it out that these high school kids are playing in his driveway a lot, so he goes out there and challenges them. So
can I ask?
He can't just let them play and have fun. You got to
like
go out there.
In high school, or are you playing with a bunch of 14-year-olds?
They're like
18-year-olds.
There's a difference.
They vary from middle school to sophomore in high school.
I want to know the kid.
So
that
15 years
scratched
old
you up. How old is he?
I think he's 14.
Okay.
They knock on the door and ask me to come out and play.
Graham,
I don't challenge them. They ask me
Graham,
to play.
Let's okay stop there. No. Let's just start here. Your thoughts on Nate playing like a really hard game of basketball with a neighborhood 14-year-old kid in his driveway. What do you think of that, first of all?
You know, my first thought goes to, you know, Nate, I would say Nate's high-profile guy in this town. So
that's right.
You know, he would probably put security cameras up around his house, and
he should.
I would bet that the crossover, which I'm assuming it was, that made him fall on his face, it's probably on the camera.
Because I don't think we're getting the real story about what happened with his face. He comes in here, and I said, hey, be honest with me, did someone punch you in the face? He goes, no. And so what's the story that you're selling to us?
He just caught me with the fingernail, like a scrape down.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah,
it
well,
looks like you were attacked.
Caught me with a couple fingernails. Yeah.
Looked like you were attacked by a tiger or something.
Yeah, he had sharp fingernails. He was swiped at me, and he caught me on across the face.
Okay.
With it.
And then
I did not fall down, hit my face on the concrete.
I think Graham's story sounds more accurate. And then what happened with the makeup part of this deal?
My wife did the makeup for me. So
but it was bad enough that you had to cover it up with makeup.
Yeah, because he tore the surface flesh off there. So it looks
like, are you listening to this, Graham?
It looks a lot worse than it doesn't hurt that bad, but it just, you know, it looks really bad because it's scabbed over and everything. And
I mean, you want him at his best. When he's calling these sporting games, I mean,
this is the second time my wife's had to been calling to do makeup because I got a black eye playing for the Hot Guys United.
Right.
Last year, I took an elbow to the face.
This guy's putting it all out there on the line.
My wife had to cover up a shiner last year.
Do you think that he should accept these challenges from the neighborhood 14-year-old kids in the driveway?
There are a lot of holes in the story, Nate.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
Tell you what, there's no hole in my jump shot, though. This kid still can't beat me.
Do you want to talk to Graham about the last match? Because I have a question coming up with Austin. So you go. You go first, and then I'll take it from there.
Okay, sure.
I know you want to change the subject about you getting attacked by a 14-year-old basketball player.
The truth is, I need to stop playing with them because my knees, there
you go.
That's growth, Nate.
That's all we wanted you to say. That's all Graham wanted you to say.
But it's easy for me to sit here when my entire body hurts at 7:30 in the morning and say that. But then, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoons, when the kids knock on the door and say, "Hey, Mr. Nate, we come out and play," it's hard for me to say no.
Hey, Mr.
There.
Nate.
Yeah, that's what they.
You make them call you Mr. Nate.
I don't
Nate?
Make them call me that. No.
What is this? 1954? What are you doing?
If it was, I would make them call me by my last name.
What is wrong with? Did you just hear this, Jake? Are you? Great. Do you make teenage kids call you Mr. Graham? By any chance? Like if a fan comes up and asks you for an autograph, go, well, you call me Mr. Graham now.
Yeah, I'll sign this for you, but say Mr.
Show
Graham.
Show some respect.
I'll call you Mr. Graham if you want. You know what I mean? Doesn't that seem odd, Graham?
I don't make them call me. That's just what they call me.
No kid voluntarily is going to call you Mr. Nate.
It's like Dennis the Menace, you know, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not, but he's Mr. Nate.
Mr. Nate.
All right, go ahead. I've had it.
All right, man, I'm gonna save you here, Austin. What's going on with Austin?
That's right. Oh, okay. Well, no. If you want to talk to Austin, I'll talk about Austin.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
We don't need to talk about this last game, really, do we?
Nate's avoiding a lot of stuff here. A lot of holes in his story. Graham, give me the emotions or mixed emotions about Matt Beisler returning to Kansas City, playing for another team.
Yeah, it's going to be bizarre, I think, is the feeling around that game. It's going to be weird seeing Matt on the field in a different jersey. I know Matt's going to get an extremely warm reception, as he should. So in that aspect, I'm excited to see that. But it'll be strange. It just will be. Seeing him in a jersey other than ours.
So I was actually looking at it because on the Sporting KC website right now they have a the voting for the next Sporting Kansas City Legends inductees is up there for the fans to go to at sportingkc.com. The supporters get the opportunity to submit their write-in selection below. It kicks off through May 10th. The inductee will be selected via fan vote and will be recognized as the newest sporting legend. Retired players and active or retired coaches are available for selection. So, obviously, you're not available yet. Matt's not available yet. But you click on it. It says you can click here to view the all-time stats leaders. And who's at the top of the page but Matt Beisler and Graham Zusi? You guys have played more games, more starts, more minutes, all that stuff than anybody in franchise history, and it started off, I mean, the story's pretty famous, but for our listeners that don't know, you guys started off like living at Matt's house, right, when you first started your careers in Kansas City?
We did, and we should specify that it wasn't Matt's house, it was Matt's parents' house.
No, right. That makes it better. That's
yes.
A lot better.
Yes.
What's Matt's dad's name?
Greg.
Did you call him Mr. Greg when you were living there by any chance, Graham?
No, okay. I didn't.
I just made sure.
He didn't make me call him Mr. Greg.
Well, good.
So. Did he ever kick your butt in driveway basketball?
He did. I tell you what, Greg has a killer jump shot.
See?
Yeah.
It's the old man game. I'm telling you guys. So what was that like? I mean, and by the way, it's also, you guys are going to be playing on Mother's Day, which I think would be kind of interesting for Diane Beisler to be there, probably watching her son play on another team all of a sudden. But what was it like living in that house? And I guess, when you think back to those days, you guys didn't really even know if you were going to be able to make a career of this, let alone be the two leaders in pretty much everything that's happened at Sporting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We had no idea what the future was going to bring. But, no, the Beislers are an incredible, incredible family. And for them to have taken me in and in a time where, like you said, I had no idea where this was going to take me. My first contract was not a guaranteed contract. At any point in the season, they could have let me go and I would have been out. So it was absolutely huge for them to kind of open their doors for myself and just give me a friendly, warm place to be in. Obviously, the Zusis and Beislers are still extremely close and keep in touch all the time. So just a friendship and a teammate that I, you know, there can't be said enough about it. Matt and I are still talk probably on a weekly basis, and goes far beyond soccer. So something that I've treasured throughout my career.
So I am getting ready for this game coming up on Sunday. By the way, at Children's Mercy Park. You can get tickets at sportingkc.com. You can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And I was trying to get ready for this game. Yesterday I sat down and watched all of Austin's last game against Minnesota United, and they won that one 1-0. But, man, it was tough watching him in a different uniform. That was the first time I'd really sat down and watched it, and it just looked so weird to me. But, you know, their team looks pretty good, doesn't it? I mean, for those that don't know, this is an expansion team. This is their first year ever. And through the first three games, have you been pretty impressed with what you've seen from them?
Yeah, I have. I watched a couple of their games as well this year, and I am impressed. I'm not too surprised at all either. I know Josh Wolf and Dave Yarnell, and I know the style that they want to play, and they want to play soccer. You know, they want to build out of the bag. To be honest, it's pretty similar with what we do here in Kansas City, I'm impressed with you know how young that team is, just in terms of being around. But they put together a solid roster, some really good experience, you know, via Matt and Ring, and they'll be as far as expansion teams go, I think they'll be on the better side of expansion teams in the history of the league. Dangerous team, very dangerous team.
And we've seen expansion teams in Major League Soccer that have been able to come right in and compete right away, like LAFC and Atlanta United. So it wouldn't be some shocker if they were a really good team right off the bat. So we'll see how that goes. I kind of want to go back to it, this Mother's Day concept. Is any chance your mom's going to be able to come to town for this game? I know they try to make it to town every once in a while, but you're not ready to play yet, right?
No. They won't be making this one. They're shooting for something later this month, and hopefully by then I'll be ready to go on the field. But I've got they've got a couple weddings to go to. Out west, so they're going to be driving out to Kansas City, dropping the dogs at my place, and then continuing on, and hopefully they can catch a game or two while they're here.
So they leave the dog. They have dogs, and they leave them with you.
They will be this time. Yeah.
What kind of dogs are we talking about here?
There's one little Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun, and then they've got this big old like he's a mutt, but he's. He's like some kind of hound and mixed with something else. He's a cool dog. He's huge, but he's got the kind of like the Vizsla coat, and he's a big goofball.
Is the Shih Tzu really a lot of fun, or is it?
No, legit. I don't think he's full Shih Tzu. There's no way. He's right. too cool of a dog to. To be like that.
Well, Nate full Shih Tzu.
Right, hey, he's full of Shih Tzu. Trust me, for the
That's
last
Mr.
15
Nate
years.
To you,
right?
Pal.
What are the dogs' names?
The Shih Tzu's name is Smudge, and the other one is Kobe.
See,
so Smudge and Kobe. Yeah. Do you have a dog of your own?
Great.
And then I've got a dog named Bocce. Good old Bocce.
And does Bocce get along with the Smudge and?
They do, yeah. They're all good together. They do well.
You ever imagined the things that you would talk about when you agreed to be on the show with us each week? I know you got to be thinking, will you please talk about soccer for the love of God?
I'm shaking my head right now as
right.
we talk about it.
Yeah, so are we.
So, but you got to, like, every time Mother's Day rolls around, you got to do the thing where you talk about, you know, how much your mom meant to you in life and all that. Well, so what would you tell everybody about the role your mom's played in all this amazing success you've had?
Well, you've met Shirley Zusi, right, Nate?
I have.
Yeah, what an incredible lady she is, huh? No, I mean we're an extremely tight family, and Shirley Zusi is by far the most selfless person I have ever met. And I know she listens in on these
radio interviews. So just want to give Shirley a shout out and tell her how much I love her.
So one of my interactions, Stephen, you'll get a kick out of this. Graham is obviously an incredibly popular guy, but also you're pretty quiet. Like you don't mind being by yourself. You know, I think that's fair to say. Your mom seems to be, to me, one of the most outgoing people I've ever been around. She doesn't seem to know a stranger. And in the early, like, I remember one of the first seasons I was doing the games, my son Benny was very young, and he would sit up in the booth sometimes in front of me, and when you were injured, you'd sit next to him. And my son Ben would be too nervous to talk to Graham because, you know, Graham Zusi's sitting right there. And your mom told me that she's like, you know, Graham was pretty shy when he was a kid, so he really likes that, you know, he likes talking to Ben because Ben seems a little shy too. And I thought, well, that's not really Ben. That's my son is not. He's not really shy. He's just shy around Graham Zusi, you know. But I'm curious, like, because your dad seems pretty outgoing too. Is your family in general pretty outgoing?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we've got the big old family, four kids, tons of extended family as well. And, you know, we were kind of talking about this a couple of days ago. You know, when the Zusi Sunner household gets together, it's just, it's mayhem. You know, there's sports going on outside, and, you know, little kids running around, inside and out. It's just, it's a madhouse, and that's the way we like it. I'm not sure why I turned out to be reserved. I would say my dad is on the reserve side, typically, but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know where I got my calm demeanor, I guess.
Well, we're visiting with Graham Zusi. All right, Graham, finally, just on the team a little bit. You guys are 1-1-1. The game against RSL this past weekend seemed like it got off to a great start. First 30 minutes, you didn't give up many chances and scored a goal, but then the rest of the game pretty much was dominated, it seemed like, by Real Salt Lake, and they won it 3-1. It's only three games into the season. What do you feel like you know about the team right now, and what do you think needs to turn around from that last game to get on the right side of the score sheet again this coming weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Salt Lake game was an interesting one. You know, like you said, I thought we started off well. We were following the game plan very well. You know, we kind of let them have a little bit of the ball. We were sound defensively. And we caught them on a really good counterattack to score our first goal. And for whatever reason, late in the first half and then the second half, we lost a bit of steam, it seemed like. I think the guys got tired. And Salt Lake's they're a good team, and they punished us for it. Like you said, it is early in the season. We're still learning a lot about ourselves, and we've shown some really good things, and some things that we definitely need to work on. I think in some of the games we've shown a really good mentality, especially in that New York game. You know, we went down in that game on the road, and we came back and pulled out the win. The Orlando game. I wouldn't say we played our best, but we found ourselves with a one goal lead, and unfortunately we couldn't hold them off to get the draw. But and then the Salt Lake game, for whatever reason, I think the guys just kind of they got worn out. Yeah, listen, we've got a long week of training before this Sunday game. You know, we can get back to the drawing board and get back to some of our especially our defensive you know, just the things that make us really good defensively. Because I think especially the second two goals against Salt Lake, We got away from our defensive principles, and that was the reason that they got those goals. wasn't so much something that they did very great, but some things that we did pretty poorly, to be honest. So I've got a feeling that Peter's going to have us really hounding and getting into those defensive principles just to make us really hard to play against.
Usually that means a pretty spirited week of training, and so we'll look forward to the game Sunday, Mother's Day at 6:30 at Children's Mercy Park, sporting against brand new expansion side Austin FC in the return of Matt Beisler. Hey, Graham, thanks so much for the time. And since we know she's listening, happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Zusi.
That's
and,
right.
And see, I did it properly. I'm showing respect here. Right. And you're a good son for taking care of their dogs while they drive across the country.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Graham. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see. That's Graham Zusi. We'll be back after this with Mr. Gary to give us the forecast on Sports Radio 810 WHB.